discussing several possible solutions to our problem of our Bor Zeriah. Again, just to recap what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, that the basic problem with the Bor Zeriah, pushing the city water into the mikvah and then having it come out the other end, is that after a little bit of time, you're going to run out of your initial 40 sov rainwater, which according to most Rishonim isn't the problem, and according to the Shulchan Aruch isn't the problem, but according to the Ravid it's the problem, and then the Shach quotes the Ravid. So we try to avoid the problem. If we're able to keep that 40 sov rainwater intact, we'd like to do so. So different suggestions were given. The two basic suggestions that we've been working on in the last couple of weeks, one was the Bor HaShacha, that's a potential backup, and the other was the Bor Gabi Bor Volbavich Eitzah. So we said both Eitzahs have problems. The Bor HaShacha has a problem because the Chazanish claimed that you're going to lose also. You're also going to lose the 40 sov after a little bit of time. And the Bor Gabi Bor had a problem that according to some parts it may have been totally puzzled. That was a slight technicality as we discussed at great length last week. So what eights are left to us? we're groping in the dark to try to find the mikveh that's good l'chaladeus. So many Rabbanim came up with the following eights, namely to combine both eights, to combine the Bor HaShacha together with the Lubavitch HaBor HaGabi Bor, and this is the picture that's in front of us now, Kuftes. This is basically what we're going to be doing. This is what many mikvehs now do. It's called a split-level Bor HaShacha. So if we take a look, just make sure we identify everything here. So on page Kuftes, Aleph, of course, is the Bor Tevila. Beis is the Bor Zeriah. We're going to be focusing on the bottom part, which is the Bor HaShacha. So if you notice, the Bor HaShacha is split in the middle, whether you can figure it out from the picture exactly. But the idea being that this Bor is split in the middle in such a way that there are, in effect, two Bor HaShachas. Ches, all the way on the bottom, that's 40 sov of water. That's at least 40 sov of water in and of itself. That's a kashya mikvah. In and of itself, if you would be tovel and ches, you'd be okay. Then what do? You close up the Bor HaShacha. Put a piece of plexiglass or something, split leveling off the Bor HaShacha, and then you fill up the top above the glass with another 40 sov of water. So now you have rainwater. Everything's rainwater. So everything's rainwater. So now you have two kosher mikvahs, literally one on top of another. So in effect, what you have here are two different mikvahs, one on top of another. Now, it's important that you have two holes. One hole is Zion, which is the regular hole of the Hashachah that's leading to the top half of the Bor Hashachah itself. And you have another hole in the middle of the plexiglass. That's Os. Tess, I guess, is the Yud. Tess is the top of Mechalekas, and Yud is the hole itself. Okay? What's the significance of all these holes? Very, very simple. Ches, we assume, is going to remain intact. Remember what was the logic of the Lubavitch HaMikvos? That the water that's all the way on the bottom, so gravity's working for you, so that water is basically, if you have enough rainwater down there to begin with, it's going to hopefully remain intact for a long period of time. Now, since there's a Nekev connecting the bottom of the Bor HaShacha to the top of the Bor HaShacha, it's a Nekev, presumably Kishroferes HaNod, so you have Chibur Mikvos, so the top of the Bor HaShacha is kosher, even if it loses the rainwater. I mean, even according to the Ravid, that after a little bit of time, you're going to lose the rainwater in the top half of the Bor HaShacha, but it's always going to be mechubar to the bottom half of the Bor HaShacha. So in effect, you have a mikvah on the bottom, which is being machshir the top. Now, the mile of having one on top of another and then leading to the Bor Tevila is that you don't have to totally rely on Lubavitch HaMikvah, because Lubavitch HaMikvah relied on Bor Gabi Bor, literally, and we got nervous about the Dibre Chaim. We don't want to rely directly upon Bor Gabi Bor. So we have a Bor next to a Bor. We always have the top of the Bor HaShacha. So, in Achinami, if the Ravid's right and the Lubavitchers are wrong, then the Mikvah's puzzle. You have the Svara. But if the Ravid's right that any time you have Not Al-Sav and Al-Sav, the Mikvah becomes puzzle, so the top part of the Bor HaShacha becomes puzzle, based on the Ravid, and if the Lubavitchers are wrong, that Bor Gabi Bor is really a problem, so then there's no connection between the top of the Bor HaShacha and the bottom of the Bor HaShacha, because there's no Chibur, because it's Ketafras, hey, no Chibur. So what we're banking on is that one of those two things are incorrect. We're banking, those who build this type of a structure are making the following cheshbon, that it's quite possible that the top half of the Bar HaShokha, that's good enough. That creates a chibur in and of itself, and that's fine. And according to everybody except for the Ravid, you're home free. Well, what are you afraid of? Maybe the Ravid's right. Well, the Gabi, the Chumra of maybe the Ravid is right, we're going to all be Lubavitches. It means we're going to rely on Bor HaGabe Bor for the Chumras HaRavid. That's the chap of the split level Bar HaShokha. Hey, that was a little bit complicated. Everyone holding with us so far is a little bit of a cheshbon, but that's the system that's described here. So we thought we solved the world's problems with a split level Bar HaShokha, far be it from that. Some poskim were worried with seepage. Some poskim said, if the all said and done, you're still going to lose ches. Maybe it won't take you a month, maybe it won't take you 2 months, maybe it'll take you 5 years. At some point, the water in Ches is going to eventually disappear. You're not going to have the 40 sub rainwater, and you will have accomplished, in effect, nothing. You've built a complicated, convoluted, split-level Bar HaShokha, but you're running into the same objection of the Chazon Ish to the regular Bar HaShokha. So it came along a man in Switzerland, the name of Rabbi Yaakov Breisch, Chelkas Yaakov, and he decided that he's going to mamish solve the world's problems. He's going to create a split level Bar HaShokha that there's going to be nothing to be concerned with. Said Chelkas Yaakov the following unbelievable chaf. This goes back to something that we spoke about a couple of months ago. Who said that the whole of Yud has to be a Shvaferas Hanod? If somehow we can get that hole to be a little bit smaller than that, significantly smaller than that, that's of course going to make life much better for us. The whole problem of seepage, the bigger the hole, obviously the more the water you're going to lose. So came the Chelkas Yaakov and said, if I can somehow knock this hole Yud less than a Shofaras Hanod, I'm going to be in much better shape. The smaller the hole, the better the chance we have of less of the water switching over. I was happy to go a little smaller than Shofaras Hanod. It's a halacha l'moshe Messina. How are you going to play around with the shear of Shofaras Hanod? It's a Mishnah that the shear is minat Torah, Shofaras Hanod. So comes the Chelkas Yaakov, basically what we spoke about a little while ago, very a while ago, and says that if you look carefully in the Rishonim, it's not true that in order to connect to mikvahs, you always require Shofaras Hanod. There may be some exceptions to that rule. For example, there is one opinion in Rishonim that says that the only time you require Shofaras Hanod is only when you're connecting a mikvah shalem to a mikvah chasim. When you're connecting a 40-saw mikvah to a 20-saw mikvah, then there's a lacha mashum sinah shofaras hanod. But when you're connecting mayim ksherim to mayim psulim, so there are a whole group of rishonim that say you don't require shofaras hanod. Why not? So those rishonim happen to be the ones who say that the whole psul of mayim shuvim is only midrabanan to begin with. So you're only dealing with a psul derabanan, it's midatayr that you can fill up literally mayim shuvim, be tayr in that. The whole problem is on the midrabana. It's, hey, mamu, hey, mamu. The Chachamim permitted you to do a hashapa even less than a shofaras hanod. It means, when do we need a big azunta hole? That's when you deal with the psul deraisa. When you deal with a mere psul derabanan, then perhaps a smaller hole. How much is smaller? Even a mashu, even the smallest pinhole may be sufficient. Do we paskin like this opinion? The Ramah says no. The Ramah says, we paskin that to be mashu she'uvin, you require shofaras hanod. You know why, says the Ramah? Because we paskin shuvin is a psul deraisa. The whole kula of relying on a tiny hole to connect shuvim to ksherim is predicated on the fact that maybe shuvim's only midrabanan. Says the Ramah, we don't hold that way. We hold that a mikvah that shuvim is out of the question even in a Torah, so you can't rely on this kula. But says the Chelkas Yaakov, what if I'll find you shuvim that are only midrabanan? What if I'll make up a scenario for you that in a Torah the mikvah is kosher, it's a problem midrabanan? So it could be that everyone will agree that a neck of kol shehu is good enough. Says the Chelkas Yaakov, I found it right here. Not on sav and not on sav. The chumra of the ravid, that if you start out with 40 sav rainwater and then you add and you take away and you add and you take away and you end up with 40 sav city water, the ravid says it's possible. Is that possible in the Torah or only possible in the Rabbanim? So the Chelkas Yaakov assumes, like a whole group of acharonim, it's only a chumra in the Rabbanim. But even the Ravid agrees, min ha-Torah, all of our mikvahs are kosher. It's a good breather. Whereas even if you just built the Boris Ria, the Acharonim say the Ravid would be moda, that it's at worst only a problem the Rabbanan. Because the Chelkas Yaakov, you're only trying to solve a problem with the Rabbanan for a psul she'uvin the Rabbanan, even a neck of kol shehu is good enough. And the Chelkas Yaakov goes one step further, says another chap, You may recall the Rush. Remember we spoke about this Rush a long time ago that says that the only time you ever require Shofaris Hanod, that's only when you're creating a Chibra to start with. Once the Chibra was already created, and now you want to close it up, says the Rush, seems to say that even if it's left with a Mashu of a Chibra, that's good enough. So in effect, says the Rush, as long as when you start off the connection, you have a big hole, Shofaris Hanod size, and then you put a plug there, and you leave a pinhole in the plug, so the Rush seemed to say that was okay. That the Shia Shofaris Hanod was only said with Chilas HaChibur, not Pesof HaChibur. That was a statement that the Rush made in his parish of Mishnayos. But if you remember back from 3 months ago, we said we'd come back to it, we just came back to it now. The Rush seemed to have said it, some said the Rush didn't really mean it, others disagree with the Rush, but Parshat Shad is that the Rush in fact said it. You recall, he told the story about the Chazon Ish, that somebody came to the Chazon Ish to tell him this whole Shtigl Torah with the Rush, and the Chazon Ish denied that the Rush ever said it. So then the person started to talk some more, a little bit about it. So the Chazon Ish got all excited about it, and he thanked the person so much for showing him this Rush. So then afterwards they pointed out that the Chazon Ish himself had written in the Sefer 20 years ago, he had wrote a whole Shtigl Torah on this Rush. So they didn't understand, either the Chazon Ish had forgotten what he himself had written 20 years earlier, or the Chazon Ish wanted to make the visitor feel good. The guy came from America telling him a whole Shtigl Torah, the Chazon Ish would have laughed at him and said, I knew this already. The person would have felt bad, so the Chazon Ish made believe that he knew what he was talking about until to make the person feel good. So different versions as to what was going on in Bnei Brak. The Parsha Pshat of the Rush seemed to have said it. So comes the Chokas Yaakov and says a combination of these two factors, that number one, we're only dealing with a problem at the Rabbanan to begin with, because Nasan Savanatal says at worst only Absul the Rabbanan. And number two, according to the Rush, once the Chibur starts out, which refers to Node, even if you get to a pinhole, you're okay, says the Chokas Yaakov, I've solved the problem of Chos Mikvahs. Build a mikvah exactly the way it looks, split level bar shaka. You see the hole? Make the hole not big like this. Make it mashu. Mashu, a tiny, tiny mashu should be mashu of a hole. Says the Chokas Yaakov, that's a good enough hashava because it's only a psul derabanan. And it's liacha, there was already a full-fledged chibur. Since it's the chibur will be sufficient with a nekev of a kol shehu, says the Chokas Yaakov, how much water are you going to lose from a neck of mashu in 50 years? You're not going to lose the 40 saw. If you build the bottom mikvah ches with 100 saw and you make a tiny hole of a mashu, it's going to take you forever until Adbiya's got the mikvah fall apart for other reasons before it ends up becoming possible. Not only did the Chokas Yaakov come up with this gewaldic achak that making the hole, it's counterintuitive, because whenever we build mikvahs, whenever you have holes in mikvahs, your number one question is the hole big enough? Is it more than a shofar? So no. The other Chokas Yaakov says, fakir, you want the hole to be small enough. You want to build the hole smaller than anyone else would have dreamed of making the hole. Make it as small as possible to avoid the transferring of water. You lost out the halacha Moshe Messina shofar. So no, you didn't. It's only the Rabban anyway, so you don't need shofar. So no. And you had shofar. So no, b'chilus achibur. So this was the Chokas Yaakov's phenomenal suggestion. Not only did he suggest it in terms of lumdus, he wrote a long tshuva about it. But if you take a look on the Perek Aleph, on this page where it starts, where Yisrael Vara Tzos Mikvah Shetikin Agon Baruch Chokas Yaakov B'Tzirich Zurich B'Shnas Tavshin Yotes. Are you with that? 1959? Is that right? 42 years ago? In 1959, that not only did he give all the lumdus, but he built the mikvah in Zurich. Is built like this. Everyone been in Zurich? Everyone seen the mikvah there? This is what supposedly it looks like with the pinhole inside. That's Eidech and Embi Zurich. That's what he said. He's one of the Gedalia Paiskim in Europe after the war. So his idea spread. So other mikvahs started to be built in other places in Europe based on his Eitzah. He also had a very chashva mechutin. He was mechutin with Dayan Weiss, with Michas Yitzchak. So him and Dayan Weiss corresponded about the pros and cons of this mikvah. According to the way I read the tshuvas, it appears that Dayan Weiss liked this idea also. But Akol Panim, he was definitely involved in the discussion about this mikvah. In fact, there were many mikvahs that was found to be built in Europe based on this answer. Came along, every solution is another problem. This is going to be the last one, that's it. This is going to be the end of Bar Zvi. After this, we're done with the virus. We're going to go to building. Next week, we're going to talk about different colors of the mikvah, not the tiles, different colors of the water, chlorine, things like that, a whole different topic. Now you get the last punchline of the problem. Came along an individual who I guess, as history would have it, became somewhat of a, one of the successors, so to speak, in the Chassid Chai, came along Rav Sternbach, one of the Yonim of the Eda Charedis, who's also, he lives half the year in South Africa, he's the Abbeid in South Africa, in Johannesburg, and half the year in Hanof. It's a good way, if you want to avoid the winter, that's the way to do it. You have to... Marozmani, yeah. Came along Rav Sternbach, and it said, the Mechilas covered of the Chelkas Yaakov, catch this one. He said, not only does this not accomplish anything, says Rav Sternbach, he thinks that there's a very, very serious problem on this mikvah. He thinks that the mikvah may be, I can't even use the word, but he thinks that the mikvah may be possible to be used this pinhole idea. So, how in the world are you going to possible such a mikvah? Says Rav Sternbach, the bad word in Uchaz Mikvahs, the worst word you could possibly use in Uchaz Mikvahs is Zochalin. Says the water is Zochalin. Zochalin means the water is moving. Says Rav Sternbach, the water in the top half of the Bor HaShachar, that's a kosher mikvah in and of itself? No, it's not. Just because it has 40 saw, it's not kosher. You know why? It's got a hole in the bottom. A hole in the bottom of a mikvah, that's a disaster. Now, true, if you have two mikvahs that are connected to one another, and the water goes from one to another, that's okay, that's not called Zochlin, because whenever you have the shear of Chibu Mikvahs, whenever you have the shear of Shaferes Hanod, so that's called what the Poskim call Zochlin and Mikvah and Mikvah. It means it's viewed as one big mikvah, so that's not called Zochlin. Zochlin means the water is leaving the mikvah, not when it's staying in the mikvah, not when it's going from one half to the mikvah to the other. So whenever you have two mikvahs that are connected by Shaferes Hanod, Zochlin doesn't concern us. But here, you're building a mikvah which is connected to another mikvah, so to speak, but it's connected not through Shaferes Hanod. You're relying on the Rosh, and this sheet, and that sheet, that maybe it's called Mechuba Yachad, even without Shaferes Hanod, but maybe it's not. There are Rishonim who say that there is no chibur between the top mikvah and the bottom mikvah, because the hole is too small. Says Rav Sternbach, that small hole is going to destroy your entire mikvah, because the top mikvah has a hole in it. It's got a hole in it that the water is, we'll see in a minute where the water is going, got a top mikvah with a hole in it, and it's not mechubar apidin to another mikvah, according to many, many Rishonim. That's called Zochlin. That's what everybody else wrote back to Rav Sternbach. Where is it going? Where is the water going? It's not going anywhere. Marshal Mal Davidom, you have a hole in the mikvah and you have a plug. So if it's plug holds man, then it's plugged up. It's not Zochlin. So that's what the Chelkas Yaakov responded back to Rav Sternbach. What do you mean? Zochlin from today till tomorrow. We know the cracks in the mikvah could be Zochlin. Holes in the mikvah could be Zochlin, provided that the water is going somewhere, if it's traveling. If the water is sitting where it is because it's being blocked by the bottom water, says everybody who responded back to Rav Sternbach, what kind of Zochlin? There's nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Zochlin whatsoever. So Rav Sternbach didn't like that. Rav Sternbach said, no, that's called Ava Bichain, that's still considered to be Zochlin. Umar ibn Machriya, the Shaila from the Gedolei HaPoskim. But it would appear that the overwhelming majority of the Poskim did not accept the Svar of Zochlin. It's not Zochlin anywhere. Zochlin, by definition, means that it's moving. So you want a kunz, you want to have a kunz with a split-level Bor HaShachar with a neck of a less than a Shaferes Hanod, because you want to be yotzei the Rosh Hashita, you're going to make the mikvah based on the Rosh. So Sternbach said, you're risking a serious psul in Uchaz Mikvahs. This was the Shiloh, this was the Machlekes of Sternbach and the others. Is that a problem of Zochlin or not? I'll tell you a funny story. So this Sefer, Mikvah Mayim, by Rabbi Katz from Barapach, so you can see he's dedicated a whole chapter of a Sefer to Mikvah Mayim, going Baal Chalkas Yaakov. So he sides very much like the Chalkas Yaakov. He thinks that the whole time of Rav Sternbach, he doesn't understand what the Taina is. He tries to show you from the Rishonim, from the Poskim, that the Chalal is not a problem. But this is a great idea the Chalkas Yaakov came up with. You want to do it or you don't want to do it, it's your choice. But to say that the Chalkas Yaakov's Mikvah is a Shaila, that it's possible, so he thinks it's absolutely not correct. But this Sefer of the Katz decided he has to get Haskamas for the Sefer. So who's he going to go to? So you can't write a Sefer Mikvahs, I go to Rav Sternbach. So he went to Rav Sternbach for Haskamah to a Sefer. So Rav Sternbach wrote him Haskamah, but a writer, he read the Sefer, he writes a Chaval, I should have made a copy of the Haskamah, it was hilarious. He writes in the bottom of the Haskamah, he writes, I'm giving Haskamah, it's a Gevaldik a Sefer, but I just want to make one small Ha'ara on the Sefer. He writes that. He noticed that he's quoted in the Sefer, and he writes an interesting phrase, Shep Shefleinu Zochalano, he writes, that, I don't know, he's making a shtuch that he made him shafel, says that he quotes me, and he disagrees with me, says he's entitled to his opinion, whatever he says, but But for years, I'm still right, and the mikvah is still possible. Well, nobody should ever build such a mikvah. But you know, it's a wonderful sefer. Otherwise, in Yedida and Makira, or Ramesh Shtern, Machadez, then the Johannes. That's where that was coming. Very, very humorous Haskama. He has two, he has another interesting, another fascinating Haskama. He has from a Vazna. We'll talk about hopefully in 2-3 weeks when we get to the issue of the snow mikvahs. Mikvahs that are made with the ice cubes. Some of the mikvahs out west, they collect ice and have the ice melt. So there's a certain cooler that he quotes there. So that he quotes some Paiskim will make about a certain thing. So he, Rav Vazna, didn't like that cooler at all. And Rav Vazna writes that I'm giving a haskama, but he has a, on the bottom note, that I don't want to see that cooler being mitzuraf even as a svek, I've sniffed nothing. Don't even mention that cooler in the sefer. But anyway, it's a wonderful sefer. And Shalmas, anyway, because it was a humorous haskamas. So Shtembach stood to his position, and many of the other rabbanim disagree. So finally, when Rabbi Klein told me last year about the split level bar shakal, he mentioned in passing to me that's going to be the system that he likes to use, and Bozer likes to use. So at the time, I didn't exactly understand what he meant. The split level, I didn't chop everything. I never even heard of this chalpas Yaakov's chiddush. So in the summertime, when I was learning chos mikvah, so I came across this chalpas Yaakov, and I came across this discussion with the Rosh Hashanah, and then it dawned on me what Rabbi Klein meant. So I had in mind from last summer to ask Rabbi Klein, which version of the split level bar shock is he using? Does he want to use the Shofaris Hanod version? Or does he want to use the pinhole version? It's time to get nervous. Do we want the Chalkas Yaakov to like a mikvah? Do we want Shtembach to like a mikvah? So finally, I asked him a couple weeks ago. Did you remember that part of the conversation? I asked him, how big is that hole going to be? First, I asked Mr. Frost that. He didn't know what I meant. So I asked Rabbi Klein, how big is that hole going to be? Is it going to be a pinhole? Is it going to be a Shofaris Hanod? So remember what he responded? He said, Shofar, he said, no, we're going to make it a Shofar Sanoid, so a Shalop and Zeichlin. That's what he meant. So he was alluding to that. So anyway, I call upon him, from what I understand, unless anything changes, that mikvah is going to be, it's not going to be the Chokas Yaakov in the classic sense of the word. There will be a split level bar shaka. We're not going to take any risks on this complicated cheshbon. We'll build the old style way of having a split level bar shaka with the Shofar Sanoid. Maybe you're not gaining anything, maybe Taka, you're losing the water, maybe no. The whole ribe is a chumra biyama, so if we're able to get it, matayv, if not. Anyway, akol panim, as we hopefully have seen from the last couple of shiurim, there are a lot of different systems out there to try to get around some of these problems. Bottom line, if all said and done, as Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, that every one of these mikvahs is kosher. Okay? So you shouldn't feel bad. A bor hashak alone is kosher. A bor zri alone is kosher. A bor gabi bor is kosher. A split level bor shaka with a big hole with a little. Everyone is kosher. But you cannot. Nobody could chas v'shalom pass on one of these mikvahs. Everyone is kosher. This here, you want that here, that chumra, this chumra. Then there's something to discuss. But in terms of the kashers of the mikvah, we have to assume that all the mikvahs are kosher. One last point, just something that we touched on a little bit this week, and how we wanted to know about the step. So I told you, I would tell you, the kids and immigrants about the step issue. We spoke about last week the issue of katafras, when you have water at different levels, so maybe that's considered to be not mechuba to one another. That was those who were opposed to the Lubavitcher Bar held that there is no chibur from top to bottom. So there were some poskim based on that idea who said that the water on the steps is not mechuba the water in the rest of the mikvah. Because the water, take a look, the water on the steps is at a different level. That's a higher level. There's a low level. Maybe it's not considered to be mechuba one to another. I see you don't like that at all. Most poskim didn't like that either. So there were some poskim who held that, they had that fear. And based on that, they had the following chumra. They insisted that when you cheshben out...
Huh?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, no. When you cheshben out the 40 saw of the water, make sure that the mikvah is big enough that you don't, all the water down the steps is kamandalesa. Means make sure you have not 40 saw exactly, because then some of that water is sitting on top of the steps. That water is not mitzuruf in the mikvah. So make sure you have 150 saw, so that way you have 110 of it and 130 of it is in the mikvah proper. The little bit of water that's on the steps, on the mishkapela, so it's not mechubah the mikvah, so it's not part of the mikvah, big deal. That's what, there was some muamachman, make sure that the mikvah is big enough. That in and of itself is a very easy chumra to follow. That mikvah is way more than 40 saw, so that's not a problem. The problem becomes as follows. Mikvahs have when you go down a couple of little steps, so then there's always one big step for the shorter women to be toivel on. So all those short women are going to be toivel on that bottom step. You want to make sure there are 40 saw on that bottom step. It means you don't want to be mitzuraf, to be mitzaref that water to the water of the mikvah, or for that matter to the water on the higher steps, because if you hold from this chumrah, that water is not mitzuraf from top to bottom. Only things which are on the same level are mitzuraf to one another, and you have to make sure that that step is large enough that 40 saw in and of itself. That's also not so terrible. That's doable. That's not a problem. Comes to Mikveh Mayim and says, if you want to be machmir for this chumrah of the steps, if you honestly believe that this is a problem, so then guess what? You got to tell the mikveh ladies, make sure whenever the women are toivel, even the big women who are toivel on the bottom of the mikveh, make sure that the hands don't extend over the sides of the steps, the hair don't start to extend, because that's not the chumrah, it's not part of the mikveh, it's not the... Mikveh Mayim says, nobody in Klal Yisrael is machmir in these things. So he says the whole thing is lahayu dvar me'olam. There is no such chumra. He says this, everything is mitzuraf to one another. Of course, there's the Mishnah in the Gvul, there's the Feirush that the water on the steps is good enough. There's a din Shulchan Aruch that sounds like it's good enough.
The Rambam would have to have two burrs underneath for each platform.
For each step, yeah. Bottom line, if the no, the Lubavitchers aren't into this chumra because this chumra is anti-Lubavitcher chumra because this is the ones who held the Ketafra in the Chivur. The Lubavitchers would ignore the whole Ketafra story, so they wouldn't be worried with the steps. The bottom left, all said and done, the mikvahs are constructed today, that usually our mikvahs are so big anyway that it's not, that in and of itself, having enough 40 saw in the mikvah itself, having 40 saw within the step itself, that's not a problem. Just not to combine this with chumras that you can't have your hair extending over the steps, and you have to make sure the neck of Hashok isn't near the steps, and all chumras are gabi chumras are gabi chumras. So the mikvah man himself has a lush, he writes that, Rov mikvahs, and the hugim b'nei Yisrael, Rov minyan v'rov vinyan, which is a nice way of saying, all of them, just about, says, are not constructed necessarily following these chumras. So make good, then we assume the water of the steps is mitzuruf, so if you want to be tevil on the steps, you can be tevil on the steps. So we assume that's not such a big problem for Ketafas. I told you I would give it time, but I didn't give it so much time, because the Pashup Shad is that we don't pass take this whole story. Hopefully next week we'll begin a whole new part of Hilchos Mikvahs, in terms of, once we have the mikvah built already, now the question is, changing colors of the water. If you start adding chlorine, can that potentially cause a problem? And then hopefully after we finish that, I want to spend a little bit of time on the issue of the snow and ice mikvahs. All of those people out on the West Coast who build mikvahs without rain, who build mikvahs based on melted snow from the mountains. It's a fascinating whole discussion in and of itself. And I think those two topics should probably take us just about to the end of the sugya.